Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to give you the WWE backstage reaction to Crown Jewel.
I'm going to tell you when WWE are heading back to Saudi Arabia.
Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar is far from over.
And an update on the future of NXT TakeOver events. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We are going to kick things off here by talking a backstage report from PW Insider's Mike Johnson talking the internal reaction within WWE to Crown Jewel 2021. And it was broadly in line with the social media and the wider kind of wrestling fans' reaction to the show as a whole. They were thrilled with how the pay-per-view went and they view it as one of the strongest big like pay-per-view type shows they have produced all year. There's some more details in Mike's article, some really good stuff here, kind of talking about how The Undertaker wasn't there in the end, he was just there to introduce Pitbull.
Just hanging out with Pitbull instead.
At a concert, which was a lot of fun to cover yesterday. And of course the Olympian, Tariq Hamdi, who appeared alongside Mustafa Ali and Mansoor, kicking the crap out of Ali. He apparently had a whale of a time. Very impressed with like the sportsmanship and the process and everything else, and he may get another look at WWE in the future. So I imagine they would be thrilled with these shows, right? Because the matches were received very well and everything else. But on top of that, you know, the other side of these shows, and look, we shouldn't treat these like normal shows, I believe, anyway. We shouldn't normalize these pay-per-views as something akin to, say, a Backlash or a Survivor Series, because it's a very different beast. These are shows that are funded by a regime paying $50+ million a pop as part of the Saudi Vision 2030 campaign, right? So we shouldn't sit here and take them as something independent of that, because that would be disingenuous and that would be wrong. So I can imagine that of course they would be thrilled with this. I actually tweeted this last night before this report came out. Yeah, they will be delighted with this because the quality was so high, or the perceived quality of these shows was so high, that it made people forget about the grander issues of all of this and the wider concerns with these pay-per-views and the allegations of sports washing and everything else. They made people talk about the quality of the matches, which should always be the case. Quite often with these pay-per-views, they kind of suck, right?
A lot of them. It's more spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah, like a lot of them have not been great. So to turn around and have a show that is of this perceived caliber, gets people talking about that, makes people forget about issues with LGBTQ plus people and their treatment in the country and various other things. And, you know, so it's an effective example of the allegations that people talk about towards these shows and whatever, whatever. It is what it is. We've spoken about it at great length in the past. We'll continue to do so. But I can see why they would be thrilled with it from us, from a, just a pure wrestling perspective, and also from the political perspective, the more insidious perspective as well.
Yeah, I'm a bit conflicted with all this, Andy, because like we were reviewing it yesterday, me and Phil, after the stream, and it was, you know, not to do the gimmick, but it was the best WWE Saudi show ever that they've put on. I thought it was a really good show, top to bottom. Yes, there was a bit of shenanigans in the co-main and the main events, but I thought overall, like you say, for a show that isn't one of the big four, you'd expect far more shenanigans and it not really to be part of WWE canon. You got a satisfactory conclusion, a really good conclusion, in my opinion, to the Edge-Seth Rollins feud. They're pretty much done and dusted with AJ Styles and Omos and the Raw Tag Team Championships. Like, they're going to move on across the board with a variety of other things. You've got a new King of the Ring, you've got Queen's Crown tournament winner, Xavier Woods' dream came true. Like, I really enjoyed watching this show, but you can't help have that nagging thing in the back of your head that is, this is, you know, like you say, sports washing. This is them saying, yeah, ignore all the bad stuff that comes from Saudi Arabia. Look at what amazing show. I get it. I know. So I saw some people talking about this when we were talking about it, saying, look, the people there, the kids, and the way this reaches out to the community is great, and it is. But you can't hide the fact of what is this hiding.
Exactly. You can't hide from that stuff. You can't run away with it. You can't separate the two, because without the regime paying WWE $50 million per show, or $55 million, I believe is the latest estimate, the show wouldn't exist. So the two are intrinsically linked. It is irresponsible to separate them both and go, hey, I don't care about the bad stuff because Seth and Edge was really good or whatever. You've got to take them both as part of a greater package. These shows are what they are at this point. It's a 10-year deal. We've got, what, like 6-7 years more to get through and everything else. But those are our thoughts on the show. Look, I'm sure you'll have some very passionate views of your own. Feel free to share them, of course, but be civil.
Yes, it'd be nice in the comments. And I'll admit, Riddle coming out on a camel, that was pretty damn great.
Do you know how much camels poop in a day?
I saw this tweet.
8 kilograms.
Good luck, everyone. Well, let's talk about them returning to Saudi Arabia and when that may well go down. Like you mentioned there, they've got this deal, Saudi Vision 2030, their first show in 2018. You would imagine with a 10-year deal, that's taken all up to 2028. Although we're not really sure about how that's going to be adapted because of all the COVID pandemic and the fact they couldn't put shows on for over a year. But according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson, again, another brilliant report from him, early 2022 may well be the target. Early seems to suggest, Andy, that we may get another Saudi show prior to WrestleMania, which I'm worried about. This show we've just had makes me feel a lot more confident about it, but I am worried it may bugger up the road to WrestleMania a little bit. But early 2022, probably to be expected, because you would anticipate 2 Saudi shows next year if they can.
Yeah, that's the contract, 2 per year. You would imagine they'll go back to what would have become a regular schedule, with one in like February-ish and then one later on in the year, as we've just had. Yeah, nothing like particularly revolutionary or revelatory or whatever about the report, but you know, pretty much in line with what you'd expect. Looks like they're trying to get back onto that schedule, and 2 a year going forward by the looks of things.
I think we may well get, you know, more shows because of that gap that they've had.
Maybe,
but yes, it's going to be back to being a regular occurrence. Although, like I said, alongside all the stuff we've discussed, if they're in the vein of last night's show, I'm a lot better with it than I was when it was just like, oh, here's a legend squashing some of your favourites and just these mad sort of weird house show-esque matches that are just have to be built on TV for 3 weeks or something.
They're a bizarre viewing experience across the board, aren't they? Let's move on. Let's talk about Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. I say move on, it's still the same show. That's continuing. And no great surprise given the way that match finished with the... There was all kinds of stuff, wasn't there? There was the belt, there was Paul Heyman sliding it in, there was the referee.
It was great, yeah.
Will Nage took a great bump, Charles Robinson.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. And then the interference from the Usos ultimately costing Brock the match. Roman Reigns escapes once again, that pesky heel Roman Reigns. Well, that's continuing. WWE have released a statement on Brock's behalf on the website because Brock don't do Twitter.
Nope.
Brock Lesnar is far smarter than all of us who are actually on Twitter. The statement is as follows. The moment I arrive at SmackDown, I will beat Roman Reigns senseless. So that feud is going to continue. They're in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to Wichita. Yeah. Seven Nation Army stuff. White stripes, whatever.
Sorry.
Da, 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 da. Well, this is in line with a report from the Wrestling Observer. Dave Meltzer, earlier this month, reporting that WWE wanted to extend this feud beyond Saudi Arabia, beyond Crown Jewel. They want to work a couple of shows, by the looks of things. We've sat here and gone, hey, what if it's a squash? It wasn't a squash, which would have been a really bad booking decision.
Yep.
They went for the kind of screwy finish instead. So, yeah, it's continuing.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by this. I was sort of trying to explain it away to people who were furious with that finish last night. I was like, they ain't going to blow off Brock versus Roman in Saudi Arabia, especially with, you know, the season that we're heading into. You've got Survivor Series, you've got this day one pay-per-view, and of course, you've then got the Rumble and the road to WrestleMania. I'm okay with it. Look, I really enjoyed last night's show, and I didn't feel too short-changed when what happened happened. The intrigue of whose side is Paul Heyman on continues. I'm expecting this to hopefully lead in, like you say, to SmackDown tonight and follow on from that. you saw when those two were coming out and they were stood in the ring, it genuinely had a big fight feel, a WrestleMania main event sort of feel to it. I'm happy with it continuing, especially with the roles being as they are rather than the age-old Romans, the babyface going up against that bastard Brock Lesnar.
Damn Brock.
And yeah, it's going to be fun to see, you know, Roman, you know, take the high ground and say, oh, I won, why would you have another shot? And Heyman not really know what to do, just like last night, and also try and maybe do the bidding of Roman to say, like, he lost, back of the line with him. It could well be a Survivor Series main event if they're not doing brand warfare up and down the card, although I'd be totally fine with Roman Reigns versus Big E with Brock Lesnar as the special guest referee, because I'd like to see him in a referee jumper. I'd love it. But yes, not exactly surprised by
that. Flannel over the top, why not? Why not?
There's more about that in the Twitter questions, but let's conclude by talking about...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
NXT TakeOver is one of the flagship things from WWE, one of the best shows monthly or, you know, whenever it was, regularly to tune into. But it's not like we're getting anyone anytime soon. Last TakeOver, of course, TakeOver 36 in August. But according to, again, PW Insider's Mike Johnson, no TakeOver events are scheduled for the rest of the year. We've got Halloween Havoc, of course, coming up next week with a whole load of title matches on there. At the moment, WWE's calendar going forward, it looks like this. Survivor Series on the 21st of November. Then you've not got a TLC pay-per-view, of course. We mentioned that a while back. Instead, we have Day One on, yep, you guessed it, the 1st of January. Following up that with the Royal Rumble, which Brock Lesnar has been, you know, reported as at least appearing at on the 29th of January. So, no mention of takeovers in that schedule, which, to be honest, considering where they are with NXT 2.0, is no real great surprise. Yeah. I think the biggest thing they're going to do right now is something like a Halloween Havoc that we've got next week.
Yeah, it's going to be seen as more of a disappointment than a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the lack of takeovers on the internal calendar. And it's, you know...
I think it'd be hard for this new roster, unless you, you know, mix in the old talent to live up to a takeover.
Yeah, exactly, because the brand has changed. It's not a work rate brand anymore, right? It's not about having It's not about having these popping matches and everything else. It's gone back to its developmental roots, and we can argue the merits and the what's the opposite of a merit? The bad stuff, I guess.
Negatives.
Pluses and negatives. Why did positives and whatever's? Why didn't I just say that in the first place? But you can argue that till the cows come home. But yeah, it is a tougher fit. That's not to say there aren't people on that roster who could have great matches.
Braun
but
Breaker.
The focus has shifted. Braun Breaker.
I'm really looking forward
to Braun Breaker versus.
I'm buzzing for Halloween. I genuinely think it's a really exciting show. Like, it might not be great.
Yeah.
But you've got like Carmelo Hayes going to a haunted house.
Yeah.
You've got the spin the wheel mate there. You've got a bloody mad ladder match for those women's tag team titles. Maybe Io Shirai's going to put another bin on her head and jump off something. Who knows?
I'm up for more bin heads. That's the thing, NXT 2.0 in general, isn't it? It's like, you sit here and pick it apart and there's the bones of a great wrestling show aren't there. But if you kind of detach yourself from it and just enjoy the stupidity of a lot of these things...
I'm telling you
right now. Go and do the gimmick.
If you aren't watching NXT 2.0, you're missing out. I'm not saying you're missing out on a fantastic show, but you are missing out something in your life. And for me, Andy Murray, imagine, I know they're not, but imagine if they were involved in Survivor Series. Imagine them turning up. Oh, congratulations, you've got a team with Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss and bloody Happy Corbin. Too late, Tony D'Angelo's here, huh? Tony D'Angelo, Von Wagner, he's got heart. You've got bloody Joe Gacy knocking about with Heartland.
Shouts to Joe Gacy.
Imagine that team. And then Roman Reigns, Big E, and Braun Breaker. What a match that could be. Honestly, if you're not watching NXT 2.0, like I say,
you're missing out. Do you reckon Braun Breaker would just pay Brock Lesnar off because of Brock's mercenary reputation? It'd be quite easy, wouldn't it? Hey, forget about it.
I think if you had that, the reason they can't do it is because Braun Breaker would put both Big E and Roman Reigns in the Steiner recliner, and then they'd just be ruined because the people are like, there's the biggest star in the world.
Good point. Can't put them on TV at the same time as these guys. They'll look inferior.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch. Wrestling with Doom sends us our first question today. This is Bruce. He says he loves news. Lovely hat on Bruce as well.
Hello, Bruce.
Good boy. But Wrestling with Doom says, Happy Friday, Legends. How would you feel if Adam's best friend, MJF, were to go after the TNT belt instead of the AEW one? He's beaten Sammy, so he has got a claim.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. He's beating Sammy's, like you said. It keeps him away from the world title picture for a while. Maybe that's something you want to build to on a longer scale. Also, you could do some really interesting things with Cody. Cody, of course, the first TNT champion. They have that past rivalry. They've not gone back to that at some point. I think we're approaching a time where you could go back to that if you wanted to, and it would feel fresh and new, because it's been like over a year now. The question there, of course, is Cody's alignment is a bit wacky at the moment. Maybe. But yeah, I like that. I think there's a lot of interesting things you could do. That's some good fantasy booking and a good dog with a good hat.
Yes, it's a good question, but you're completely wrong. No, they shouldn't do that, in my opinion. Look, I've said this time and time and time again, and I think that the path is right there for him. I know they've got the championship eliminator tournament that's coming our way, and maybe Bryan Danielson's going to win that or whatever, but I suspect that that's going to be a title match at, let's say, Winter is Coming for, hopefully, the new champion Hangman Page off the back of Full Gear. But instead, I would have MJF defeat Darby Allin, do something to keep him busy in the, you know, New Year sort of time period, and then I'd have him take it off Hangman Page at the first opportunity of the next pay-per-view.
Maybe pay more tag teams to dress up as Lucha Frogs.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
What were they called? The Super Frogs.
The Super Frogs.
Yeah.
And, of course, MJF should be world champion already because John Moxley used an illegal move. Forget that. Second question today comes from Robert Stevenson Voiceovers. If you want us a voiceover, head to Robert Stevenson for that. Who says, Howdy, fellas. American accent optional, so obviously. Instead of Queen's Crown, how much more interesting would it be to see Shayna Baszler tear through and become the Intercontinental Champion?
What have you just said to me, mate?
How about Shayna becomes the IC champ?
Oh my goodness, that's interesting. The intergender bridge isn't something WWE have crossed a lot, obviously.
Nope.
They've done bits and pieces here and there. Nia Jax entering that men's Royal Rumble at the end. Nia Jax and they were going to do something with Dean Ambrose, weren't they?
Yep.
They had a couple of faces.
Yep.
Did she punch him in the face?
Squared up to him.
Yeah, there was something going on there that I don't quite remember because my head's made of Swiss cheese. I don't think it's something they'll do.
No.
I don't think they like the optics of intergender wrestling within a PG kind of framework or whatever else. And you can debate the positives and negatives and everything else of that, and we can say, is this a good idea? Is it well? But at the end of the day, it's just something I think they want to avoid.
Yes, it's a great idea. It's a great suggestion. It's a hell of a way to rehabilitate her. But there's a couple of reasons why. Like you say, I don't think they'll do the intergender side of things because they don't want that press coverage, even though they'll probably, Shayna Baszler could carry herself incredibly well there. Plus, I also don't think they want any subtle references to China, considering how much they go, don't talk about China, which is frustrating because she deserves a lot more acknowledgement for what she's done for women's wrestling.
100%.
I don't think they're going to do it. I just say give her a title, not a tag title, give her a women's title because, I realize why she was... suddenly realized last night, of course she can't go to Saudi Arabia to win the Queen's Crown tournament, so that makes sense why she didn't make the final of that, but she should win a women's title ASAP, in my
opinion.
She's
a total badass as well, Shayna Baszler. She's like, if you put everyone in a room on that roster, she would be the one who emerged victorious from a fight.
You've got two former UFC fighters on your roster, and then neither of them are doing big things. I don't want them to tag champ, but come on, let's get on with this. Like, just smash him up for me.
Come on, WWE.
Yeah, exactly. And
what accent was that?
It's sort of like, yours, but a knockoff version of yours.
And Andy H. Murray from Sterling there.
But yeah, I hope she does get a women's title soon because she deserves it, and just stop having her getting rolled up when she does the Kira Feudal Clutch because it's dumb.
That's stupid.
Mark Solly gives us our final question of the day. Another dog pick. Thank you for this, Mark. He says, morning, guys. Happy Friday. Nice thoughts stuff. On doing a six-man tag between the Bloodline versus Lesnar, and Mark's picked either the Alpha Academy or the Diamond Mine. If Lesnar was giving a team, picking a team to help him, who would you guys pick?
God, you had me at Alpha Academy, but
him and Otis hanging out would be great.
It'd be so weird, wouldn't it? It'd be so strange. Imagine if it was OG Otis as well, and he was doing it like, hey, Brocky! that would be funny. But yeah, I think you've struck a diamond with this Diamond Mine suggestion. That's brilliant. The optics of him and the Creed brothers.
Oh my God.
That is so
R.I.P.
cool.
R.I.P. the Usos.
That's awesome. Book it now. If you don't book this, Vince McMahon, I will complain mildly about it on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah, I like the idea of Brock Lesnar actually having some friends.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd have Brock, his best friend in the entire world, R-Truth, for some reason. And then you need some muscle, so I'm going to say Tony D'Angelo.
Tony D'Angelo is the ultimate.
Pop a little fedora on Brock's head. That guy's looking good. Bada bing, bada boom, you know.
It's very close, like, aesthetically, the Tony D'Angelo gimmick with a hat. It's very close to a milady type gimmick, isn't it?
Like, do not grow that neck beard out, Tony.
Yeah, don't do that, Tony.
Right, let's move on to today's. And finally, of course, on Rampage tonight, it is Andrade El Idolo versus Pac, and AEW tweet out, we're ready to run this one back. Who's got walks out with the win tomorrow night on AEW Rampage? And the Bastard Pack tweeted, El Bastardo, that's who. How we're El Bastardo's gonna win, and he's gonna go home and celebrate with a study and some peace pudding.
I knew you were gonna go down that route when you mentioned what he was gonna celebrate.
I still remember a while back when I first moved to Newcastle, I was out in town and I was walking behind someone. I thought, bloody hell, that guy looks well like Neville. Walked past him. Yeah, it was Neville.
Yeah, 100% him.
He's quite distinctive when you look at him, really. I should have realised that.
He's got the Murray ears,
and
you know.
He hadn't been in WWE wrestling for about 6 months. So, yeah, it makes sense. He'd come back to the time, pal, for some studies of boom. Oh, we can get complaints.
Love the peace pudding.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. A whole host coming your way later on today. SmackDown preview, Rampage preview and Wrestle Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Headspace. Get some this weekend, man.
Oh, yeah.
Turn your phone off.
Bit of meditation.
Go for a walk. Yeah. Cook a nice meal. Take your time with it. Just.
I'm going to go full John Morrison. Hum.
Oh, well.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.